Loughborough, brother and sister. Battle Creek, Michigan, April 15, 1860. Dear Brother John and Sister Mary, Loughborough. While at Knoxville, some things were shown me in regard to the cause of God, and especially in regard to the messengers and their wives. I was shown your connection with Carey, Carpenter. I was pointed back to the time when you went to Ohio and then sent for Mary and Carey to come. George, Carey, and Mary's going to Ohio did not have a good influence. This journey was an injury to Carey. She has not been as humble as she was before. These things troubled the church, and they have been troubled and tried over the matter. I saw that messengers must use the greatest caution, look ahead, and study the effect of every move, for their moves do not affect themselves merely, but the whole church. I saw it was not Carrie's duty to go to Ohio. She was where God did not want her to be. Such moves destroy the confidence of the church in the judgment of those in whom they should have perfect confidence. And when doubt once enters the mind concerning a messenger's judgment, Satan takes the greatest advantage of it and causes them also to look with suspicion upon others who are called to labor for the good of souls. Then Brother Cornell's course, in taking the means raised by the church and putting it into those worthless charts, completely discouraged the church. Their donations have been drying up. Means which they dedicated to God for the advancement of His cause, they have not seen wisely appropriated, and it has caused them to look upon all their ministering brethren with jealousy and suspicion, to feel that they are not careful of means put in their hands, and they have some cause for these feelings. I was shown that you both regard Carey in a light that is not warrantable. Her judgment is relied upon, and she influences you too much. You have not let her occupy her proper place, but have injured her by your esteeming her more highly than she deserves. Mary and Carey are too closely linked together. God did not approbate the close intimacy between Mary and Drusilla. It was a curse to both, and an injury to the cause. The link now existing between Mary and Carey, God does not approbate. There is a union there, hurtful to both. I saw that these minds were too much alike for one to be benefited by the other. Mary has a set, almost unyielding will, which has proved a grief to herself and a sorrow to others. Carey has a set will, more set than Mary's at times, and this will is not governed by reason as readily as Mary's. It is a blind will. She also has an overbearing, domineering spirit where she can exercise it. Her propositions and suggestions have been heeded by you both, and you have yielded to almost her every wish. The wrong of this must be seen, for Brother John's usefulness is greatly crippled. Mary and Carey have shut themselves too much away from the church, have rather found fault with the church, have not felt union with them generally. They have encouraged this feeling in each other, rather shut themselves up to each other, which is not right. They should have associated more with the church, and when with them, not wait for them to introduce and lead out on religious subjects, but lead out themselves, bear some responsibility. I can point you to the consequences of this feeling of dependence upon each other. This linking together, this childish submitting to each other's whims merely to please Carey, to gratify her notion, regardless of consequences. I must speak this matter all out. I dare not withhold. I was shown the time and the occasion of Teresa, that frail flower, receiving disease when it might have been avoided as well as not. You all three were sleeping in the same bed when Carey was much diseased. You, Mary, violated the laws of health. Your little plant breathed in a feverish, poisonous atmosphere. The consequence was, it suffered. It withered. It died.
I saw that this sickly dependence upon each other is a sin. As children of God, we should possess a noble independence mixed with kindness, courtesy, and gentleness. But these set notions are despisable in the sight of God. Then again, as the progress of disease was stayed, without consulting reason or consequences, you followed another notion and went to Moscow. Exposure again brought on the disease, which had not been eradicated from the system, and it took a deeper hold of the vitals. There must be a work accomplished for Carrie, or she will surely fail of eternal life. Her will is set, but it must die. That domineering will must be subdued, or God will not own her as his child. You have injured Carrie, both of you. You have felt under obligation to her when it was not due. These things have led to unhappy results and will still, unless you have a true sense of them.
Mary has felt that Carrie's wishes must be gratified at all events. Brother John was called from Indiana when he should have stayed longer to gratify Carrie's desire in going home. Carrie set up her will in the matter, and she was unwilling to yield. She did not study the glory of God or feel a willingness to deny herself or submit her will. Mary thought Carrie's wish must be gratified. It was gratified, and as the consequence, John left the very place in which the Lord had placed him and that he wished him to remain in. It was just the time that angels were moving on hearts and the truth needed to be forced home to lead some minds to make a decision. They were left. Some were not thoroughly convinced. They decided on the wrong side. Who is accountable for these souls? Friends in Ohio lost confidence in James because he said so much concerning your expenses there. They thought his judgment not good, because they thought he sanctioned Carrie's going to Ohio, and neither Carrie nor Mary had anything to do in public. These things looked larger to them than they really were. Now there is a work to be done. Things that look of but little consequence must be seen in their true light. I was shown a restlessness with Mary, and an idea that she can only enjoy the society of two or three select friends. This is not right. Carrie has been no help to her in this matter. She has encouraged this, and has been more at fault than Mary, more set, more notional. There has been a constant desire for the society of a few whom Mary and Carrie choose to associate with, and an uneasy, restless, homesick feeling if these were not about them. This is not the fruit of the religion of Jesus Christ. A contented, peaceful mind is the fruit of undefiled religion. Pure religion's enjoyment will overcome timidity, fear, loneliness, and these set notions. God does not approbate these things. The graces of the Spirit will overcome them, and where they still exist, it shows a great lack of faith and confidence in God, a lack of religion, and a lack of the purifying influence of the truth. Again, I saw that Carrie uses too much freedom in conversation with the other sex. She should be more reserved and not be so fond of their company. Her mind is restless and unsatisfied, and she is often very unhappy and makes others so. I have written this in the fear of God. I will close, hoping you will receive it and make straight paths for your feet. In love.